boogeyman is coming.
Leave me alone.
He doesn't believe us. Don't you know what happens on Halloween?
Yeah, we get candy.
Boogeyman, ooh, the boogeyman, the boogeyman, the boogeyman, the boogeyman.
To all my witches, ghouls, and goblins, are you ready to get intoxicated? Well, crack open a cold one because it's another episode of Intoxicated Films, where we rank and review movies by taking shots from 1-5 rating system. I am your co-host, Louis V, and with me is my other P in the pod, Joshua P, and today we're reviewing the 1978 horror thriller, Halloween. All right, Josh, what do you think right off the bat? Halloween season. This is one of your movies you're watching over and over again?
First time watch, dude.
Oh, the first time. What'd
first
you think?
First time watching this one.
What'd you think?
It was okay, bro. I hate that it was just okay. I get it's a classic. I can see how it's a classic. I can see why it's a classic. I just wish I watched the movie a lot younger.
All right, let's go a little off topic right now.
Yeah.
Jason Voorhees.
That's the Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. Freddy Krueger. Uh-huh. Michael Myers, who are you running away from? And who are you just punching?
I'm running away from all three of them. Are we going to do a fuck, marry, kill thing again?
Well, yeah, after you've seen, I guess, Halloween.
Out of the three though, being scared of, like, really, it would have to be Freddy.
Freddy, and who's second?
He's in your dreams, too. Yeah. So it's like, you can't get away from him.
Who's your second?
Can Jason run? Does Jason run his movies?
He doesn't run, but he's right behind you, no matter what.
Okay.
You can run 10 miles, and he'll still be right behind you.
Yeah, I think Jason's the second most scary.
All right.
I think Michael Myers is the least scariest.
Okay, there it is. There it is. What'd you think? With Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah, it was okay movie. I can do shots for... Oh, no, we got to talk about that. So, yeah, it was decent. I don't want to go into the movie until we do our shot rating, and then I'll go into why it's that.
All right.
Yeah, like I said, I've only seen this movie once, but it's funny because I've seen Halloween 3, which is one of my favorite...
But it has nothing...
Yeah, it has nothing to do with it.
Well, with Michael Myers.
Yes.
Yes, correct.
But it's great. I love it. And then I've seen, like, Resurrection and H2O. I've seen the Rob Zombie films. There's only two of those. And then I saw... The new one that came out like a couple years ago. And
yeah, I was going to ask you. So the second one's out.
Is it out yet? Is it out?
Or it's coming out?
It's coming out, I think.
No, I think it is out. October 8th. Oh, anyways, are you going to watch it?
I will see it. I'll go to the movies and see it. I like those. So I was like, you know what? Let me fucking watch the original. I have not seen it. I do like John Carpenter. I've seen not all of his films, but I've seen a good handful of his films.
Okay.
And I know this is like a fucking classic.
Yeah.
But when I watched it, first watch, maybe I have to watch it again, or maybe watch it at night, or because I watched it during the daytime or in the morning. It wasn't that great.
All right.
The film itself.
Okay.
We'll get into why.
All right. Well, you know the system. One shot means it's a flawless picture, and five shot means it's just as bad as having your little brother being a serial killer.
It's pretty fucking bad.
So what are you gonna take? What's the status?
I'm going to give it three shots, man.
Three shots.
And the reason why it goes up to a three is because it's a classic. So that's like society influencing me to give it a three. Because honestly, if it wasn't like a popular movie and I just watched it, I'd probably give it a four.
Whoa.
Probably give it a four-shot film.
I'm going to give it a two.
Yeah.
So nice. I do like Halloween. It's not as scary as I thought it was when I was a kid.
It's not scary one bit.
Yeah.
It's not scary one bit. Maybe back in 1978, or even were kids watching it for the first time, maybe it's scary.
Well, you know why I think it was kind of scary? Because a lot of killings happened around the 70s. Like, you know, Al Bundy.
There's no killing in this movie. There's hardly any killing in this movie.
What are you talking about? All the teenagers die.
Dude, you know how long it took for the first killing? Okay, after he's a kid, he kills in the opening scene. After that, he doesn't kill an hour in the movie, his first kill.
I know.
Well,
I know.
He killed the person in the truck, the mechanic.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
We don't see that kill.
Yeah, we don't
see
it.
Dead body.
You just know that it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was no blood either in the movie.
All right. Well, here we go, sir. Let's take the shot. real quick. You're going to pour yours?
Two, and you said you do like it. You like the movie.
You know, I did like the movie.
I mean, two?
It's a tradition. It's a tradition. So my buddy, he's a big horror fan, Johnny B., not the singer. He's into Halloween, and he introduced me to this. And we used to do sleepovers and stuff like that on Halloween mm-hmm. at his house, so we would watch the series. Yeah, and he's all about it.
Yeah.
I got the Patron Tequila. You got the Jameson, Jameson. Irish whiskey.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes.
Here we go.
I got to take two more of these.
Mm-hmm. I got to take one more of this.
But what I did like about the movie was the score. Which is composed by the director, John Carpenter.
Yeah.
Loved the score. It was so simple. It was like, it's just all piano and like synthesizers.
But yeah.
So it worked. And then how they shot the movie, all these wide shots, and like, they filmed a lot of that movie in the daytime too, which is like, you're trying to make it a scary movie, you want to do all your scenes mostly.
Absolutely.
But I think the most creepiest shit was the daytime scenes where you see him behind the bush, when you see Michael Myers, the shape. He like pokes out, he goes back into the bush.
Yeah.
She's all like, she goes down there, she's like, remember, she's like, oh, your friend, your boyfriend wants, or he wants to
Oh, yeah, you. Someone wants to talk to you.
Yeah. So all those daytime shots were so, to me, it was eerie, very creepy, because no one's outside.
And yeah.
I liked it. And it was like a suburban type of area, you know, Palo Alto, like
a neighborhood that we grew up in. Yeah, yeah.
At least with the schools.
Yeah. Before I ask you for the stats, mm-hmm. let me tell you a little stats of my own.
Let's go.
Elysians, we're going to go at it again. We had the Wolf of Moon. Last week.
Something like that.
And then now it's the Punkinchino. Punkin' Ale with the attitude of the world-weary barista. Punkinchino packs a sort of shot, Stumptown coffee toddy in your pint. With just a shake of cinnamon and nutmeg, pale brown biscuit, crystal chocolate, and clean coffee malts provided in the body German Northern Brewer lend a touch of bitterness and lactose-sweetened touch. This is another alcoholic pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
Oh, cappuccino,
honestly,
I guess.
I can't compare the two tastes because we drank those, a week ago, the other ones?
Yeah.
But
it just has the flavor.
It's not a stout, so it's not as dark. It's not dark. It's not thick. But it is, but see, it says
pumpkin. You have the cinnamon, you have the pumpkin,
it says coffee.
But
it also says coffee. So when you think of coffee, most stouts and porters got coffee in them, or, you know, mostly.
Well, it's normally like dark chocolate, if anything, right?
Yeah, but coffee too. But like for this one, for being an ale, I don't think I've ever had a coffee ale before. So honestly, I think if I didn't see this bottle, I would assume this was a stout, even though it's not as thick.
As I said before, this is Seattle made. I love Seattle. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I've been there once as a kid. We went there on vacation around this month, actually. Yeah, because we used to always go on vacations around my sister's birthday. Her birthday's October 17th. Mm-hmm. Coming up soon, guys.
Yeah.
So we went there to Washington, Seattle, and then we took a ferry to Victoria, Canada. And again, I was in second grade, so I don't remember much.
Yeah.
But I just remember being so gloomy. Same Washington and Canada. They're just... I'm sure there's times they get good weather, but like
rarely. From my understanding.
For sure. And like Oregon's the same way too.
Yeah.
But like, I have a friend that's from Canada, and she says it's nice weather. I mean, Canada's such a big fucking country. It takes like
from Washington to Michigan or Illinois. Right. Yeah.
So there's different weather, you know. But it rained the whole time we were there. I remember that just being gloomy and overcast the whole time.
Well,
but they got went in October.
Yeah, so. they got a big killer over there, Ted Bundy. I remember.
Is he from Canada?
No, Seattle.
Oh, okay, I was like, I thought he was a.
Well, I don't know if he's from Seattle, but I know there was a killing in Seattle that he did. Over.
Jimi Hendrix is from Seattle.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Punkinchino, 6% ABV. All right. Did you take your second shot?
How much percent is it?
6%.
Six? Okay.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all, man.
All right.
I can't complain.
After you take your shot.
I got one more after this.
Yeah.
Too. I'm going to go throughout the pot.
Yeah, go throughout. You don't have to do it all at once.
Should we do it all at once, though?
Oh, my God. Did you eat lunch today? Nah, I know you had a hike. I know you lost calories instead of gained calories.
Yeah, I definitely did.
All right.
No, I don't think I actually really ate much today. I should have, because that sucks.
Yeah.
If I throw up on the pot, it's the first. We need one throw up on the pot, I think.
No. I will say that.
We need a video, though. Cause we can
I was going to say, I think someone yacked after the pod.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to call you out, but. What was that? That was a long time ago.
I want to say it's.
I just started drinking because of this pod, guys.
I do want to say it was an.
Cool Runnings?
A movie that is not out.
Yeah, I actually might be able to fix that episode, by the way.
All right, let's figure it out.
Yeah, but I have to get...
we got to go to the vault. You got to get permission.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got to get permission. The contract and everything.
Yeah. That's a Luis and I...
All right.
Side joke.
Josh, hit him with the stats.
The stats. So Halloween, baby. It was released... October 25th, 1978. Who was president in 1978? I think it was Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter?
I think so. He's still alive till this day. I think he's like.
Yeah, he just had a birthday 2 weeks ago.
He's like, what, 100?
Jimmy Carter, yeah.
I'm going to go 98, 96, 97, 99, 90, 95. He's 96.
He's in his 90s. 97.
97? Okay. 97. I think I did say 97 a little earlier.
Yeah, 97. 97.
Yeah, dude. Fucking God bless him. Democrat, huh?
You know, I kind of wish. He's from Texas? I kind of wish.
Wait,
he
can't be from Texas.
No, he's from Georgia. Georgia Peach.
Dude, that's a red. Well, I think it was blue this last election, which was a weird. It was like a big news thing. But usually a red state. He's from the South. I'm not saying all people from the South are Republican. That's okay.
Yeah, Georgia. Cool, he's from Georgia. Man. I wish you said Ronald Reagan so I can be like, the actor?
No. But he became president
after. Back to the Future reference.
Yeah, he became president after. I'm acting like I know hell about presidents. I don't give a damn.
Hey, you're impressing me, okay?
But I think he was president after.
He was after. He was after.
Because he was in the 80s.
Yeah.
Because his last term, let me do the math.
81.
Dude, let me do the math.
Nah, we ain't doing presidents, okay? So we doing Halloween.
Let me see. He only did one term, though, huh? 77? 77 to 81?
77 to 81.
I should run. Vote for Josh. Why not? That's my slogan. Why not?
I don't know if he went for a second term.
I don't know if he did either. But most.
Oh, he did.
And he lost.
Yeah, by the actor.
Oh, but yeah, that makes sense. He's Hollywood.
Yeah.
But you know what? After, like, okay, growing up, we had, I don't know why we're talking about presidents, but like.
Hey, that's why I was kind of moving on.
Yeah, real quick. It's just we've been born. Every president who has ran and won had two terms. So let's say we were born in 89. Who was that? George Bush Sr.? We don't really count.
He only had one.
But I think he did. No, I think he did two terms.
No, he lost to Bill Clinton.
I still think he did two terms.
I could tell you right now.
Yeah, let me know. Bill Clinton did two terms, though, but then he got fucked up with the Monica. He was a horny guy.
He still got his two terms.
Yeah, but he still did two terms, but he still kind of, like, get out of there kind of early somewhat. I don't know. I like Bill. He plays a saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show. I know too much.
Yeah. I was right. George H.W. Bush.
Did one term?
One term. Okay. Yeah, I remember because Ronald Reagan played. And then I remember his wife said the wrong the wrong man won today.
No, not Nancy. Barbara Bush. Yeah. Okay, anyway. Billy Boy. He did two terms. After Bill was who? George
W.
He did two terms. After him was Obama, two terms.
Trump won.
Trump was only one. Yeah, of course, because he's a fucking lunatic. And then Biden probably get two terms. Well,
all right, so going to Halloween, all right? Hit me with the stats. You're kidding me with presidents.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Jesus. Yeah, sorry, said Halloween, released October 25th, 1978. Directed by John Carpenter. Screenplay also by John Carpenter with Deborah Hill. Deborah Hill was attached to mostly all those movies with John Carpenter. Produced by Deborah Hill. Starring Donald Pleasance, Jamie Lee Curtis, PJ Souls, Nancy Loomis. I don't care about everybody else's name, but I'll say Nick Castle too, because he's the shape, aka Michael Myers. Cinematography by Dean Cundey, edited by Tommy Wallace and Charles Bornstein. Real quick, editor, Tommy Wallace. I'm sure no one knows much about. I don't know, people who listen, maybe they do. So Tommy Wallace was attached to John Carpenter's films. And then for Halloween 3, I guess John Carpenter didn't want to direct it for some reason. So he's like, yo, homie, yo, Tommy, TW, you wanted to direct this movie, Halloween 3? He's like, sure, why not? And that's the movie that's like completely out of the whole Halloween universe. Because they're going to make, after the third movie, they were like, okay, let's make Halloween movies, but there's a whole new story about
it. Kind of like American Horror Story. I think that was the idea.
Anthropology. And they were going to do that, but the movie didn't pan well for critics and fans and just box office wise. So they didn't do it. They were like, okay, let's return to Michael Myers.
Yeah.
But Tommy Lee directed the third movie, and it's my favorite, one of my favorite Halloween movies. Definitely my favorite out of the Halloween franchise.
Okay.
Tommy Lee Wallace also directed, why did I say Tommy Lee Wallace? Because I see Jamie Lee Curtis. Tommy Wallace also directed a movie that we might do next. Spoiler alert. It, the original, 1990s.
Okay.
He directed that shit.
Okay.
So, I love Tommy Wallace because I love those two movies.
Tom Wallace.
But anyway, music was also composed by John Carpenter. And this is rare. Most directors don't do composing, you know?
No.
For instance, Steven...
Oh, take a breath there, sorry, buddy. Sorry. Jesus, we don't edit this kind of stuff.
I was hanging out with a dog all day today, earlier today.
So he lost calories, so most, he's going to be like a lightweight.
Most directors don't do composing. That's just so much fucking work, I feel like. Like Steven Spielberg, he always has
But does John Carpenter do it?
He actually,
in other movies of his.
All his movies, he does the score.
Okay.
So I give super, like...
That's props.
John Carpenter is a legend. Nah, he's props. Still alive to this day, which is pretty insane when you think about it. I don't know. But honestly, his movies never make so much money. You check out all of his movies. They don't make... This is the only movie I think that made like a really crazy profit. All his movies are like cult classics, really. I like him, though. My favorite movie actually by him is Big Trouble in Little China.
Big Trouble in Little China.
I mean, I'm a trucker. And
The Fog was good. Escape from New York.
I haven't seen everything from him. So guess what? I haven't seen The Fog.
I've only seen these because, like I said, my buddy was all about it. Mm-hmm. Ghost of Mars. That was okay. It was a 2001.
I just watched Vampires like a couple months
the
ago.
The Thing.
Yeah, I didn't like The Thing.
Assault on President 13. That was good.
I have a friend. I'm not going to say his name, but maybe won't mind, but whatever. He did like a bracket for the best John Carpenter films on Instagram.
Oh, give him some clout, dude.
I don't have permission, so I should have wrote to him before the episode.
Dude. All right, if he's about it, then we'll put it on the Instagram
story.
He'll
listen to this episode.
We'll put it on the story.
Hey bro.
That'd be great.
I'll say his initials. DS. You're the homie, bro. And that bracket was sick. I wish my movie won. It didn't. I believe, what movie won? Was it?
What was your movie?
Big Trouble. Yeah.
Yeah, Big Trouble. I love Big Trouble.
What won? Was it Halloween? No. What's another movie by him?
Escape from New York.
No. What one?
Escape from L.A.
No, of course that didn't win.
Halloween.
I think Halloween. Did Halloween
win? The Fog. The Thing.
The Thing won.
The Thing.
I think. Oh, I'm so bad. I should have did my extra research. I think The Thing won in his bracket. Because, you know, people just vote.
Okay.
I think The Thing won. If not, it was Halloween for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Either or. Mm-hmm. But... my movie didn't win. But yeah, that guy, he's a big movie buff, and he's someone I really want to be on this podcast. But he's...
he actually has a life.
Well, no, he actually thinks he won't be good for it. And I was like, dude, you're like the inspiration of me. I love film. I've always loved film. But I'm inspired by this guy. And...
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we got to go outside and talk to him. Yeah, I guess. I guess.
But well, we're adding, let me finish the stats.
We're adding new additions.
Are we?
If you check on your Instagram story.
Oh yeah, I bought a sound mixer.
Yeah, we're gonna see how that works.
So that's like a soundboard, and we could do drops on there.
It's just another excuse for us to just go out of the conversation of the movie. And
yeah. But let me finish. Oh, I got like a couple more things to say. I'm sorry for the stats.
I just got one or two things.
The running time was 91 minutes. The budget was they gave me an estimate, but like 300,000.
Yeah, I heard 300,000.
Yeah, to 325,000. But the box office made about $60-70 million.
I heard 47 at the U.S. box office. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is, but this is Universal, $60-70 million.
Yeah.
And that's a good fucking profit. For not even, the movie was $500,000.
Well, like I said, around this era, I mean, it didn't have to be scary, like pop-up or anything, more like a slasher.
But you could tell the movie
because,
was, you could tell the
because
movie
at
was
that time of age, budget. You know, there was a lot of murderers and stuff, like serial killers that were
mm-hmm.
out and about.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
That's all. That's it for stats.
That's all you got.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready for me?
Luis? Hit him with the goddamn plot.
All right, here it comes. So the film opens up with a brief opening with the credit sequence showing a jack-o'-lantern.
So long of a fucking intro. Fucking pumpkin zooming in. Doesn't cost much.
I think they said it took like 4 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Well, the hard part was... No, I think 2 days, I think they said. But they said the hard part is when they were filming, it's hard to find a fucking pumpkin in the middle of August.
A fucking pumpkin. I like that.
In the middle of August.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So it's played by John Carpenter's famous theme song. The shot slowly moves closer and closer. Once it stops, the lighting quickly changes, and it reveals that the eye and nose form shape man is holding a knife. It's not a man. It's a little boy, actually.
It's a cool shot, though. See, I was saying earlier how I like the movie. I like how they put the... I mean, they're not putting...
The audience.
They're not putting a camera through a mask. I mean, that's probably the easiest. I would do that.
They did that.
You think so? You don't think they, like... edited to make it look like that.
No, they did. They did it after. Okay. They did it after.
But that's again a cool shot. We're the
cast. Yeah. Yeah. So you're seeing in Michael Myers' eyes.
And you don't know if it's a kid. That's the whole thing, though. Why they do that? Because it's like you don't know. You think it's a guy. Just a normal.
So the film begins on Halloween Day, 1963, in Haddonfield, Illinois. Michael sees a 17-year-old Judith Myers through the front door.
They were in Illinois.
Yeah. Kissing her boyfriend as they move towards the couch in the living room.
Why are they so horny in horror films?
So horny.
Aren't they? Am I wrong or am I right?
It's more of, oh, we're teenagers. We're doing this and this. Because when you're a teenager, you are horny.
I never had sex as a teenager. Okay, 18,
cheers.
That count, I guess. Okay, so weird. So 18 is still a teenager, but it's also an adult.
Yeah, you're an adult.
There's teen in it.
Yeah, you did a good job. You're an adult.
But I was also a teenager, correct?
No, you're an adult.
Fuck you.
Well, I'll just say this. If you get arrested for anything, are you going to be charged as a teen or are you gonna charged as an adult?
I'm getting buck fucked.
Yeah, in big boy jail. You're going to big boy jail.
Yeah.
Don't
drop the suit.
Yeah. So they're making out. Outside, follows around, watches through the window. The boyfriend asks Judith if they are alone, and she replies, Michael's around someplace, but then they keep going at it.
Yeah, you have to.
Her boyfriend puts a clown mask, jokingly, and kissing her. She laughs and tells him to take that shit off, as he suggests to go upstairs to have sex.
Tickle time?
Tickle time. Is that what you call it?
I call it tickle time. I still do to this day. I call it tickle.
Wait. Whoa.
You're going to pause the recording?
Oh, my God. I'm going to make it public.
Yeah, I call it tickle time.
So let me, like...
Okay, if I'm trying to hook up with a chick, I'm not going to say, hey, let's have tickle time. But if I've had...
You can say sex.
If I've had sex with a woman already, and we're texting, you know, I'm like, hey...
Tickle time?
Yeah, I would do that.
So at 2 a.m, at 2 a.m, it's not, are you up? It's tickle time? ?
I don't think I've ever texted that way like that.
But you're going to.
But now I'll start it. Yeah, now I'll start it. Yeah.
Alrighty then, I don't know.
Tickle me Elmo, baby.
So they run up the stairs outside the wind. The house follows Michael Myers back around to the front. Michael comes from the kitchen door. Quickly, Michael grabs a knife. Judith's boyfriend is putting his shirt back on as he's leaving the house. Judith calls down from the staircase.
Is that the first Hidden and Quitted?
No. No.
But it's...
No.
And movie-wise. Probably.
No.
I haven't seen that many old movies. That's, no. That must be the first Hidden and Quitted.
It's not a Hidden and Quitted.
Luis, he said he was like... I forgot the line, but he said something like, oh, like, I'm not leaving or I'll be right back or something. That nigga dead.
No, he didn't say he'll be back. He said he got to go.
Oh, and then, say
yeah, yeah, yeah. And Judith calls down the stairs to tell her, like, call her the next day. As soon as this happens, they probably hooked up a few times.
Louise.
As soon as this happens, Michael begins to walk up the stairs.
Hold on, bro. Now we talking sex, baby. I'm talking about sex, baby. I'm talking about you and me.
Yeah, you're not.
No, I'm not. But you're saying you're going to just leave after having sex once, twice? Like, aren't you going to stay mostly the whole night? You're going to stay overnight? You know how horny we get when we wake up in the morning? Like,
Okay, I'll say this.
You're not leaving.
Well, I'll say this right now. There are times when time is ticking. And it looked like time was ticking in this scene.
There were high school students.
Well, no. I'll say this. In this movie, after this scene, parents show up. So there were on a time crunch.
Ah. So you got to hit it in. And hit it in dip.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. They're on a time clock.
Okay.
They're on all the right. clock. So looking down,
right on.
We see the mask on the floor. Michael picks it up, pulls it over his face, and goes to Judith's bedroom.
The shadow.
Sees her in front of her mirror, naked. Except with a pair of panties
accessory.
It's
unnecessary, but
brushing her hair.
It's fine.
Brushing her hair.
Yeah, naked.
Sitting there, swirling around. She sees Michael suddenly. Michael raises the knife and begins stabbing her repeatedly. She turns around and says, Michael!
Michael!
In various areas of her body, after a few seconds, she falls to the ground, covered in blood.
Yes, of course.
Michael walks out of the bedrooms, pulls into the driveway. There is who? The Myers. Yeah. Which I told you, you know?
Yeah.
They're on a time crunch.
And there's police officers there now, too?
No. Seeing Michael, they pull the clown mask, revealing the face of the young 6-year-old boy staring into space with a blank expression, still clutching the knife in his hand. And then that's when the camera pans out and goes up.
Yeah. I love dude. I didn't go to college. I didn't definitely go to like
film school.
But like, I definitely understand it all when I see movies. And I love the pan outs.
Yeah.
Panels are fucking sick. Any camera movement, like, or angles, I fucking adore it. Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all I got, man. I keep it short.
Nothing?
Yeah, that's all I got, man. That's all I fucking got. I got notes for the movie, but let's talk about the movie.
We are talking about the movie.
Okay, we are? Huh. I don't know. I thought we were just talking. Are we recording?
For the next 15 years, he is incarcerated at Smith Grove Sanitarium. And then on October 30th, 1978.
What were you doing in 78, Luis?
I wasn't born.
Negative 11?
Negative 11 years.
Something like that.
Yeah, I wasn't doing shit.
Yeah, me neither, bro.
I was just chilling.
We weren't even in our dad's ball sack yet.
Probably not.
No, we probably weren't. No, we definitely weren't. Can't be in a sack for like 11 years. That's weird.
Yeah, a lot is going on.
If we would have came out big.
Or older.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Dr. Loomis and his colleague around at the sanitarium to escort Michael.
He's a fucking Karen. What's another
to court
Karen?
For
what's a male Karen? A Kyle? A Chad? I'm not trying to sound racist, but like.
I think it's Kyle.
It's a Kyle.
I think it's a Kyle.
I love Kyle.
Kyle.
Yeah, he's a Kyle. For the fucking Kyle.
Michael to the court for a hearing, but Loomis hopes the outcome of the hearing of Michael will never be released. The nurse was actually saying, like,
hot?
He was a kid.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, I've seen his eyes.
I thought this was a porno. I swear to God. Okay. Swear to God, no. I knew this wasn't a porno because I knew what movie I was watching. But he's all like, what does he say? He says, have you ever done this before? He said it to the nurse. And I've never seen this movie, so I'm like, oh, he might get a. I know she's a real nurse, because I don't know, in the 70s.
No, you know what that means?
Those nurse props.
You watch a lot of porn. Yeah.
Guilty. Yeah.
That's what it means.
But anyway, hold on, bro. She's wearing the nurse outfit from, I don't know if you guys, okay, viewers or listeners, Blink-182, Enema of the State album. best album by Blink 182.
Yeah, the cover album.
What's My Age Again? Yeah, so she was a porn star or something.
I don't know.
She's wearing that like fancy, like typical nurse outfit, but it's like, okay, nurses don't wear that. But in the movie, that nurse was wearing that outfit, especially with the headgear. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is like a porno. And the guy even says, have you ever done this before? And they're in the car driving, and they're like going, they're in the dark in the woods, kind of. I'm like, oh, he's gonna get a, I honestly thought he was gonna get a blowjob. I swear to God. Yeah. They're gonna get a blowjob. But no.
No, hell no. They went straight to the thing.
Strictly business. That's cool. That's great. I mean, I wish I could be like that guy.
So the nurse walks or drives up. Or she didn't drive up, but she said.
No, she doesn't. She walks up.
No, she didn't walk. She's in the car with Dr. Loomis. Hold on. And sees a bunch of people just strolling around. They don't let them be out this late. And then that's where Loomis says, stay in the car.
Yeah.
Because he knows that he probably have escaped. And he did escape.
Yeah.
And then he takes the car. Michael steals their car and escapes from Smith Groves. Killing a mechanic.
Hold on, bro. This motherfucker got arrested when he was a child, correct?
Yes.
So let's say you got arrested as a kid and was been in jail for so long.
15.
Yeah. No, he wasn't 15 when he got arrested.
No, 15 years arrested.
So when you get out, you know how to drive a car?
So.
Let's go. Let's fucking go. Potholes. They bring it up in the movie. They're like, someone might have taught him. But that's just a
That's what they said in 78.
That's a lie for us as viewers to be like, okay, we accept it.
No.
I don't accept that shit.
No. So in later movies, they go in more details.
Okay.
Loomis is driving him. Either he's in the front or in the back. And even if he's in the back, there's a glass window, and he can be observing how to drive.
But did they go in the back in the past? But that's the future.
No, but Loomis is still talking about how,
You
know, how he could be able to drive and everything. Okay. And just take mental notes.
But in real life, maybe someone has to learn how to drive being in the back seat. There's some people called backseat drivers, but that's when they talk. Oh, they're so annoying.
I don't need that.
I'm a professional driver in real life, so like, I don't like people talking about
So Michael kills a mechanic for his coveralls on the way back of Holden Field.
Well, they're called coveralls?
Yeah.
I never called them that. I understand it, but I would call them overalls.
No, overalls is the one with the...
With the straps. What do you call...
The coveralls is the jumpsuit.
You're right. So I call it a jumpsuit.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I never called it a coverall.
Yeah.
Coveralls?
I get it.
Those are not fun to wear.
So Michael steals a white expressionless mask from the hardwood store. On Halloween, he sees a high school student, Laurie Strode. Who's that?
That's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Dude, she's only fucking... I'm doing the math.
She's 17.
No, but she's older, but she's... I think when the movie... When the movie was being filmed, she was 19. She looks like she's 30-something years old. She looks good. I think she got better through age, though.
Yeah.
She's doing the whole, what's that, Benjamin Button?
Reverse, thing. Yeah.
She looks so sexy and such an attractive woman. But she looks really old for a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Her voice is still the same to this day. She has a very mature voice, which I find very attractive for a woman. But just everything, her hair.
Jamie's awesome. I like all her movies.
Her mom is from, she has famous, her parents are both very famous.
Yeah, what's her mom from?
She's from Merced, which is...
No. What movie is she from?
Her mom?
Yeah.
No, that's not the person.
No?
No.
You sure?
You're thinking of Halloween Town.
No.
Oh, then go. Give me the facts.
Wait, do you really not know? No, you don't know.
I don't know. I didn't do the research.
You really don't know? Mm-mm. She's the mom from that movie.
Her name is
Psycho.
Janet.
She was the woman from Psycho.
So... She's from Merced. But she grew up in Stockton. She was raised, so she is a Bay. I was telling someone earlier, like, she's from the Bay, her mom. And we saw Merced, which is like, where's Merced at, Luis? You don't know because you don't ever go.
Yeah, that's past Los Baños.
Okay. Good job, Luis. So I was like, damn, she's from Merced. So she's not from the Bay. But she was raised in Stockton, which is your area.
Okay, but we're not talking about that. I'm saying
where. I always have to shout out where we're
mom,
from.
Mom is from Psycho.
She's from the movie Psych. I've seen that movie. Yeah. Black and white. Yeah, I know the movie.
Yeah.
It's Okay, so she's a bae. She's a bae, yay. She's a bae, yay. And her dad is Tony Curtis, who's also a very famous actor.
Yeah.
Probably like 6 decades of like doing shit.
Yeah.
He's dead now.
So Laurie's, I think both of them are dead. But Laurie dropped off the key from the long abandonment Myers house that her father tried to sell. Laurie noticed Michael stalking her throughout the day. Didn't see him, just noticed that someone was keeping an eye on her.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, and this is all you were talking about where you like these scenes. It's during the day. They're walking, minding their own business. The only person that's paranoid is Lori.
It's the camera work. Dude. Like, I'm sure if I look at credits, who's holding the camera? What are those? I don't know what they're called. They're not the boom guys. Whatever. Whoever's actually holding the camera or operating the camera.
Yeah.
I don't know if the director does that. I don't think so. He sits in his chair and he's like, cut action. Maybe a little bit. But, dude, there's one scene. I don't know if you even got here. The camera is in the back of the seat of the car, bro.
Yep.
And filming the kid.
Both Annie and Lori.
That was, and you but the car is one of those like police car. It's not a police car, but it's a.
It's an old fashioned car where like there's a three seater in the front.
It's from the asylum because there's a fucking gate.
Yeah.
Between the driver, like the front of the back, like a cop car. Dude, that shot was fucking sick.
Yeah.
It was 78. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
That's tight. That's if I've ever made movies, that's how we're fucking film movies, bro. Because it makes you in there. It makes you're in the back seat.
Yeah.
That was tight.
Well, she felt his presence, but Annie and Linda dismissed her concerns. Loomis arrives to Holden Field to find Michael. Judas Tombstone. They go to the graveyard. Mm-hmm. And the guy guy in the graveyard, he says the damn kids stole the tombstone.
No, we knew that.
Michael knew.
I didn't see his movie, but I go, that's Michael doing his thing.
Yeah, I thought he was just pissed, but we'll see what happens.
Well, it gives it away because it's saying, what's her name? Whoever died back in...
Judith.
Okay, Judith. I mean, we know who took the tombstone.
Yeah, I guess so. But Dr. Loomis meets up with Annie's father, Sheriff Lee Brackett, and they investigate Michael's house, where Loomis tells Brackett that Michael is pure evil.
God, no. He kept saying that. Like he's a fucking devil. I mean, he's a human being.
No, he said he can't be healed or he can't be turned.
Yeah. It's like he's like a Sith Lord or something.
Well, I mean, the sheriff that Brackett is, he's doubtful of the danger, but goes on to patrol the streets while Loomis waits at the house. Yeah, he's like in the bushes expecting Michael to return that night. But he was there earlier. So Michael was there earlier.
Is this doctor getting paid? Is he salary? Because like, why is he working off the
clock? Oh, he's probably just like really worried.
That's
what
I'm saying. He's like a Karen.
Yeah.
He's a Kyle.
Yeah. Kyle. But that night, Laurie babysits Tommy Doyle. He's going to get you. He's going to get you. He's going to get you.
Yeah.
The boogeyman is coming.
Yeah. I'm going to crack open this whoop ass real quick.
A can of whoop ass. While Annie babysits Lindsay Wallace across the street. Lindsay is just watching TV the whole time. It's so funny.
Dude.
So Michael follows them spying on Annie and killing the Wallace's dog. Remember?
So my TV.
So Lindsay.
It was super dark when you see the shot of the dog dead.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you had a better TV. I see the dog. Is it the dog?
I watch it in the dark.
Is the dog being, is he holding the dog or is the dog on the floor?
No, so basically he holds the dog.
He does.
And you hear the whimper.
Yeah.
And then he drops
the whimper
slowly.
Off screen.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
The next scene though, I'm like, I see the dog, but I'm like, I don't know if he's holding it or the dog.
Yeah, he
like,
was holding it up and then he drops it slowly. So what they did was they had a trainer pick the dog up by the arms or under the arms.
Yeah.
And then in slow motion dropped it. So as if the dog died.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they filmed that one. So kill the Wallace's dog. Tommy sees Michael in the window and thinks, the boogeyman is here. I'm gonna start saying that.
I can tell.
But Lori does not believe him. Annie later takes Lindsay over to Doyle's house to spend the night so she can pick up her boyfriend. Paul. You know, me and Johnny talk about Paul a lot.
We never meet Paul.
Paul is a G in this movie.
Yeah, because he's nowhere to be found.
He is a survivor.
Correct.
Yes.
He's like, I ain't coming over there.
Come pick me up.
Yeah.
Nah, she didn't pick me up.
Yeah.
When she gets into the car, who appears? None other than Michael. From the back seat, strangling her and slitting her throat. Soon after, Linda and her boyfriend Bob arrive, and they're just having sex, smashing from the couch upstairs. After having sex, Bob goes downstairs to get a beer.
Dude, that was a cool man he had.
So what were they drinking?
Budweiser.
Bud.
Typical American beer. For all you listeners who are from other countries, Budweiser is an American beer. It's a shitty beer. It's one of the most shittiest beers ever.
Damn, you're just going to call him out like that, huh?
Yeah, we won't tag him on the any post.
No, nothing.
What's their slogan? The King of Beers. They are that's their slogan.
Is it?
King of Beers. That's bullshit.
Is
they
it?
They are the worst beer ever. Yeah, they're the King of Beers.
Oh, okay.
That's shitty. Oh, my dad used to drink Budweiser.
Yeah.
That's probably why. I don't think I've ever had a full bed. I've tasted it. I've definitely smelled it in my dad's breath.
Yeah.
Dude, Budweiser is the worst beer ever, I think.
So you think?
No, I mean, actually, you know what? For me, it's the worst beer ever.
Oh, you know.
It's terrible.
So Michael pins him in the wall with the
kitchen. I think it's water and piss, by the way.
Yeah.
No, I think so.
Yeah. Michael pins him in the wall with a kitchen knife. Michael then poses Bob as a ghost costume and confronts Linda, who teases him to no effect. Annoyed, she calls Lori to find out what happened to Annie. Michael proceeds to strangle Linda with the phone cord while Lori listens to the other end, thinking it's a joke. So, yeah.
A joke as in sex.
Yeah, because she just kept moaning.
Yeah, right. When she started doing that, oh, it's a typical cliche, like, oh, help me. But I'm like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever seen that movie, Harry Met Sally?
Yes, when they're in the diner.
In the diner, she's like,
yeah, you don't have to reenact it, but I get what you're saying. And then the woman says, I'll have what she's having.
I was going to do the whole thing. Yeah,
yep.
I'll have what she's having. And that's where that came from.
I'll have what she's
it's
having.
It's crazy. That's what the movie that.
Yeah.
Harry Messer.
Yeah.
Harry
Messer. That's a really good movie. I really like that movie.
Did it come on 89, 88?
Couldn't tell you.
I'm always trying to do that.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, but guess what?
I'll let
you know right now.
Oh, you're going to let me know.
That movie came out in fucking 89. That was my
89.
First choice. We were born. Not yet, though. It came out in July.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we were cooking.
We were July? There. Yeah.
Yeah, we're cooking.
Bun in the oven.
Yeah.
Definitely bun in the oven.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, Loomis discovers the stolen car and begins to search the streets. Suspicious on the phone call, Lori goes to Wallace house across the street and finds her friend's body as well as Judith's headstone in the bedroom. She flees in the hallway in terror, where Michael silently appears in the dark and slashes her arm, causing her to fall down the stairway banister. Yeah, I like this scene a lot. She's freaking out. She still goes upstairs. She sees the tombstone. She doesn't get the concept of what's going on, you know, and she just is in shock. And Michael's right there behind. What'd you think? Everyone's dead. Titties are out.
Titties were out.
Yeah. No opinion?
No. Honestly, I'm sorry. This movie was.
Yeah, it's a three-shotter for you.
I don't want to be a downer.
It's a three-shotter.
I do want to review movies that I don't like.
But you had nothing on this
I don't have nothing.
Okay. No, That's fine. And you know what? We'll just pick up from the plot.
Yeah. Stay in shape.
So as injured as Lori is, she narrows escapes and runs back to Doyle's house, but lost the keys to the front door. So she's banging to Tommy to let her in. Mm-hmm. And she orders her and Lindsay to go hide, only to find the phone is dead. Michael sneaks through the window and attacks her again, but she escapes by stabbing him in the neck with a knitting needle.
Because she was sewing earlier in the movie, right?
Yeah. Thinking that he's dead, Lori staggers upstairs to check on the kids, but is shocked to see Michael is still alive. She tells the kids to hide down in the bathroom. while Lori hides in the bedroom closet. But Michael finds her and breaks in. So she stabs him in the eye with a coat hanger. Yeah, that was nasty. Mm. What do you think? Nothing? Yeah.
No, that was nasty.
Yeah. And in the chest with her own life. She then tells Tommy and Lindsay to go down to the street neighbors and call the police. So they're just yelling.
And they start screaming, we're already at the house. And then that's where the doctor is. Because the doctor the whole time in the movie is at the Michael Myers' house.
Well, yeah, he's around the neighborhood.
But he's like, bro, you're just, the whole movie, he's standing there.
Yeah.
He is top bill in this movie. He's hardly in the movie. When he is, he's just standing in front of the
18 minutes.
It's like, bro.
18 minutes.
I get it. He's in the second one. He's in it a couple times. But like, he does nothing in this movie. Call the police right away.
Yeah.
Dude, remember when we were smoking weed earlier?
Yeah.
The kids?
In the car.
Yeah. And they pull up to, they're like, my dad. Why go to your dad? They were actually pulled up. Like, no, go wherever you're going.
Well, he knows the car and everything.
And then also the dad never says, yeah, it smells like weed in here.
No, he didn't at all.
I smoked weed in the car. It's called hot boxing.
Yeah.
But I got pulled over by a cop once.
Ooh.
And the cop came to us and was like, let's all be adults. He knows this quote for quote. He said, hey, let's all be adults here. I smelled weed in the car. And I'm like, cause I was driving. I was like, yeah, okay. He's like, you guys been drinking? I go, we had a couple of beers where we were at.
Yeah.
We just went down the street to get some food. And I was like, no, we ain't drinking. He's like, all right. I mean, just be safe, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, you know, but I did have a white guy in the passenger seat.
So nah, that don't mean shit.
I was in Palo Alto.
That don't mean shit.
No, I was in Mountain View.
That don't mean shit.
It don't mean shit.
Nah.
But he said he smoked the weed. We didn't have no weed on us. We didn't have I didn't have anything, but we did definitely smoke earlier.
So okay.
It's on the clothes. The stench is.
The stench.
Yeah. Highly sensitive.
Oh, yeah. Super sensitive.
But yeah, I don't smoke no more.
Though. Yeah, so.
I don't smoke no more.
Yeah, no.
But the only thing I was like, a cop would definitely smell the fucking. Yeah,
definitely.
Dude, they were hot box. The windows were up.
Yep.
She was holding it with two hands. I was cracking up.
Was it weed or was it cigarettes?
That's weed in the movie. Clearly, it's not weed in real life. But in the movie, yeah.
Okay.
You don't smoke a cigarette definitely. You don't smoke weed with two hands either. But if you can see someone smoking with two hands, clearly they're smoking weed. Yeah, it was a blunt.
All right. So after they leave, the kids, Michael awakes once again and slowly approaches to the unsuspecting Lori. Lumen sees the kids running down the streets and goes investigates, finding Michael and Lori fighting upstairs. Lori rips Michael's face off, and you see his face for a second, making him hesitate to put it on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, dude.
He looks like a Mexican.
Bro, so I've seen Halloween 3. I've seen Halloween, I don't know in the order, but I've seen H2O, and I've seen Resurrection. I've seen the remakes with Rob Zombie, and I've seen the new ones that just came out really recently. They never show his face in those movies.
No.
So I'm assuming we never see his face.
No, you see it once.
Yeah, and it's in the first movie, which is the one I haven't seen until today.
Of course.
Late this morning. I paused the movie. I go, what? That's kind of cool. I think that's the best way to watch the movies, is to watch them in like reverse order. And be like, wait, you do see his face. It's crazy that they show.
Yeah, him. He's not a blondie like he was earlier in the movie.
No, he
wasn't. So that didn't sell me.
He looked blind, too.
But, no, he has a messed up eye.
Oh, because she stabbed him.
Because she stabbed him with the coat hanger. Yeah. See? You see how all that works?
So, all the other movies, his only one eye works, I'm assuming.
Technically.
Yeah. So, if I see any, like, in-camera views of the mask, and I see, like, two holes, aya-baya.
Yep.
That's not going to work.
Loomis shoots Michael 6 times, knocking him off the balcony. Lori asks Loomis if Michael was the boogeyman.
Boogeyman!
Which Loomis confirms. Loomis walks away from the balcony, looks down to see Michael has vanished. Unsurprisingly, he stares off into the night. Lori begins to sob. Michael's breathing hard during the montage of the location where he had recently been, indicating he could be anywhere.
Yes, of course. Boom. Music was good.
Movie's good. I'm gonna watch the second one tonight. It was really good. Yeah.
Like number two.
Yeah. The hospital scene. You gotta watch the hospital scene.
You make me want to watch it. I'm not watching it tonight. I gotta watch Legend of Korra.
Yeah.
But Maybe I watch it for the month of Halloween. Because I do like to watch new movies I haven't seen
yet. Yeah.
This is my first actually Halloween movie I watched, but like, yeah, new.
It's not bad.
I have to rate it on Letterboxd.
What's Letterboxd?
I might have told you, but Letterboxd is a website I use to, like, it's like the social media of movie buffs.
Okay.
Not IMDb, but, like, you rate movies, you can review them, you can write things about it, you can follow people. And, yeah, like I said, you rate movies. That's all I do. I mean, yeah, I follow people, too, but, like, I rate. That's the only thing I do is to keep track of my ratings. So when I, at the end of the year, I can go back and look at what happens, what movies, what new, I don't do old movies. I mean, I do, but I focus more on new movies. Because I took one of my New Year's resolutions a couple years ago was like, I need to watch more new films, like movies I haven't seen.
Yeah, most definitely.
So that's why I got this Letterbox. My boy DS, who we talked about earlier, he actually told me about this website.
That's awesome.
And so after the end of the year, I look at the movies. It's like, oh, okay, I watched these many movies that year, you know, like new movies I haven't seen before.
Halloween 2 was good. I can't remember the other Halloweens. I remember Halloween 3, obviously, because it's not the same.
It's great.
But I like the point of view. Yeah, during these Halloween films, I like to watch at least one Halloween movie each night. What's the next movie we're filming? Or what reviewing.
It's my
not filming.
Is it my choice?
It is your choice.
To record our next podcast movie?
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought it was your quote from Happy Hour.
What was my quote in Happy Hour?
They all float?
Oh. Yeah.
It's up to you. But while you think on that, put a pin on that.
Yeah.
We got a little.
Oh, God. What does that mean?
Closing.
Time. One last call. One.
Whoa.
Every time. I know this song.
Okay.
Every time we record.
You know what? It's okay. We could just.
Let's do it again. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer.
Well, I had a seltzer after the beer.
Yeah, you did.
It's an Ashland. By
San Diego.
Your boys are promoted all the time.
My boys, my personal besties from
Workaholics. This is important.
Well, two guys from Workaholics.
Yeah, Adam and Blake.
Blake.
Yeah, they invested in this.
Blake's from the Bay.
Concord. We had tacos there.
Yeah, we did.
Piñata Fiesta.
We didn't see them there.
But we had, we had the pumpkin chino once again.
Pumpkin chino.
We're probably going to go again.
Hey, Papagueto.
With it next week. But with the last call, you got anything to say?
Notes?
So my thing is this. Myers is 21.
He's young as fuck in this movie. I did the math.
Yeah, he's 21. How old was Lori? 19 or 17?
She was in high school, bro.
19 or 17?
She was 17, if anything. 18, 17, 16, yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense. Because I thought they said she was 19 years old in the movie or something. They're 2 years apart. They're related.
She was in a class.
They were related.
High school is shit.
So senior year.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe 17. Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay. That made.
Or she could be 18.
Yeah.
It's October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the stabbing effects in the movies are actually a knife stabbing a watermelon.
I love sound effects. Like how they do sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually follow I don't follow. I'm not gonna lie. But I do look at it comes on my Instagram feed because I like so much movie things.
Yeah.
So they show me like sound mixing and how they
I like that.
Like the movie Last of Us. That's not a movie, that's a video game. Quiet Place. They like use like celery or lettuce to like and they twist it and make it crunchy.
They're looking at the screen to see what they're doing.
I think that's the one of the coolest fucking jobs ever.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I don't know how much you probably get paid. You can live off of it for sure. That would be so satisfying to come up with like things that this would sound like I should use this to make it sound like this in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking wonderful.
Wonderful. In spite of her scream queen status, Jamie Lee Curtis admits she loathes horror movies. She does not like to be surprised.
Who?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
I think she's one of the original scream queens.
Yep.
Her first movie. This was her first movie, by the way. This is her film debut. Yep. And she did like her next.
She thought she was ass on the first day that she knew she was gonna be fired.
She got ass, but.
We see her tits. John Carpenter said, that was really good, regardless of the status and everything. Wasn't his first choice, but it was really good.
The acting wasn't that great in that movie. It's a horror movie, but you know who was super annoying? I'm not great with names, and I just watched the movie today. The friend with the curly, kind of curly hair.
Lindsay. No, not Lindsay.
She had two friends. One you hardly saw. PJ Souls is her real name, not her. She dies later. Her first friend.
Yeah, I know. Annie.
The one that's like,
Annie.
Oil.
Annie.
Her acting, her like deliveries were terrible.
Annie.
I'm not an actor, but I know what's bad. I know what's good and what's bad. And that was off. That wasn't off the chain. That was on the chain.
You're like, as a movie viewer, that's horrible.
Yeah,
I can see that. I can definitely see that.
But you know what? I'm gonna watch it again because I want to like it. It's a movie that, like, I guess a classic. Like, I saw a movie called, I think I've said it on the pod before, 12 Angry Men. It's an old, like, 1950s or something, black and white film. They're in a courtroom, the whole fucking movie.
Yeah.
It was the acting, but like the dialogue in the movie was so good.
The Boogeyman is here.
It was really good, but the movie was black. I don't like movies that are black and white. I just don't.
Why not?
I don't know. It just makes it. I like to see color. I like to see color.
Colors.
Because I'm a color
colors.
Person. I'm a color.
Colors. Colors.
But like that's another movie I want to watch again. Just like, cause I want to force myself to like it. It's not even because like it's a classic. It's just because I could tell how it is a good movie. It is tough. It is a classic.
It is.
But it's just like it's not even about that. It's like, okay, I can see how this movie can be good. And I want to like it. So the same with Halloween. I want to like it. So I do want to watch it again. I'll probably watch it again this month. And I'll probably like what you're doing. I'm going to watch two. I'm definitely going to watch three, baby.
I think I'll stop after two.
No, don't do that.
No. Because
four, Return of Michael Myers, and I think there's a five. I think that's it with, and then they did H2O and Resurrection.
Jamie Lee Curtis is in.
She's in both of those.
Yes, right? H2O and Resurrection. She's not in the fifth one, fourth or fifth.
Yeah, she stops after, the second one? Or she's done with the first movie?
First, no, she's in the second. The second one is a continuation later that night.
You sure she's in
it? I am dead positive.
I know that. Donald Pleasance.
No, because they're in the hospital and he's attacking her.
He's in it throughout.
He's attacking her.
Well, he might be in one, two,
yeah,
not three, but four. You know what, though? With three, that reminds me, with three, even though it's not Halloween, they do a commercial in that movie and they show Michael Myers in on the TV.
Okay.
And there's someone, I think it's at the hospital, announcer speaking. Like, kids, or everybody get out of here. I don't know. What announcer from the announcement from the speakers of the hospital.
Yeah.
The voice of that in Halloween 3 is Jamie fucking Lee Curtis. Let's fucking go.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a deep drop.
That's awesome.
I love that movie. That's all I got, dude.
That's it.
That's all I fucking got.
That's all it takes.
So what are we doing, bro?
It's your turn.
Wham. I think we'll go with it. Is that okay? And when I mean by it, I mean by the 1990 miniseries, two-parter.
Wait, this is a miniseries.
It is. It's considered it came on TV. It was not released on.
Did not know that.
I know everything.
No wonder it was 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a miniseries. It came on TV. It came on. The first half came on one. Okay.
I will say this. I have a lot to say.
So I wasn't even fucking like.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have a brain fully developed to know this. But I guess when it came out in 1990, they showed like half of it. An hour and 30 minutes. And then the next following week on ABC, they showed the second half. I'm assuming that. I think I've read something about that.
Tim Curry.
So I own it. So the thing with the DVD is so funny. I bought this DVD in Texas because I went to go visit a friend in Texas.
Wait, over at Texas?
Yeah, Denton, Texas. Yeah, you know
Denton,
me.
Denton, Texas.
Yeah, man.
Denton, Texas. Yes.
So me and my buddy, I went to go visit my buddy from college. He was, at school in Denton. I was like, bro, we gotta watch a fucking crazy movie, like a horror film. And we rented the thing. Blockbuster was still a thing. So we went to go rent the thing.
The thing.
The worst. honestly.
John Carpenter's thing.
No, no, it wasn't a thing. I'm so sorry. Ah, that joke would have worked if it was a thing. It was, what's that Steven Spielberg movie that's like, with the TV there? The Poltergeist.
So yeah.
We went to the Poltergeist. We go. Me and my boy were like, we looked at each other and pretty much were like, fuck this movie. So we got rid of it, returned it right away. Dude, I told him, I was like, bro, I watched the movie before I came here called It. You ever seen It? Because that was my first time watching it. He goes, bro, it's pretty fucking sick. So I go, dude, let's go find it. We went to a random Target in Texas, and they had one fucking available.
Wow.
And guess what?
Who kept it?
Guess who kept it?
He did.
No.
Oh, you have it.
I don't know who bought it. I think we split on it, but he was like, you know what? Keep it. Go ahead and keep it. So I have it. I have that still copy till this fucking day.
Okay.
So I'll bring it when we record.
Okay.
It's on Hulu now, so I'll probably watch on Hulu because it's HD. And I'm a big, like, OD, was it?
Yeah.
ODC when it comes to, like, quality of films now.
OCD, not ODC.
What did I say?
ODC.
Did I say ODB? Old Dirty Bastard, live and uncut. No, I'm joking. I've been watching that Wu-Tang show lately.
Yeah, Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Anyway, so yeah, I love It.
So it is.
And I think we should record that movie.
Done.
Is that okay?
It's done. It's in the books.
But let me, because I got to do better havoc with this.
Well, there's one more thing I want to say before we go.
I got stuff to say too, little boy. Okay, little Mexican boy. You're not Mexican.
Director, producer, final score. John Carpenter only got $10,000. Or was only paid $10,000 for that.
Such a, I hate this company, these studios. Bro.
No, but I mean, like, he had faith in it.
But that's no money. That the movie made way more money than that.
Most definitely.
Holly weird.
They are definitely weird.
All right. Well, yeah. So we're gonna do It, right? So I mean.
Yeah, we're gonna do it. Yeah.
No, but I mean, you guys can find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. Google Podcasts, even Amazon now. And others. Like, seriously, we're like on, I think we're on like 15 other, what do you call those? Wherever you listen to podcasts, I guess.
Wherever you listen to podcasts, we will be there to annoy you.
We will be there to annoy you. But for people who don't even, if you do listen on Apple, or if you don't, it'd still be nice to just go on there and rate us 5 stars. It helps the pod get popular.
You don't have to rate us 5 stars. Just rate us so we know what to do.
Oh, no, because the 5 stars makes us go up in the rankings. Because if they type in, like...
The rankings.
We want it to be where, Luis, if you type in I...
It's automatic.
Or even you know, we're so popular, you don't even type in I. You just think it in your head. And the computer's like, oh, you must be ready for Intoxicated Films. That's what we want. That's not possible, but we still want that.
We want that.
Rate us 5 stars. It's okay. You can even leave us a review or whatever. But honestly, we have a phone number. I don't know it by heart. But if you go to our, like, I think you can see it on our Instagram at intoxicated.films.
I would hope so.
Or not .com, but at intoxicated.films. And you can also call us, and you can leave a voicemail. We don't pick up. It just goes right to the answering machine. But you can call, leave a message, or even text us.
Tone.
And leave a message. Luis, do you have that number by any chance?
I do not.
Ah. Well, I'll tell them that they can follow the Instagram.
Yeah, they better follow the Instagram.
We're on Twitter now, right? We changed it up a little
bit. We got a Twitter. Those are Twitter. Intoxicated Films.
Intoxicated Films. On Instagram, it's at intoxicated.films. If you want to follow Luis with his crazy ass, it's at Coach Louis. That's Coach LUI24. And then if you want to follow my crazy ass also, it's at Latte Papa. That's LATTE.
Papa.
PAPPA. I spell it the like Swedish.
There you go.
Way. Underscore 13. So Latte Papa underscore 13. Brother, I think that's all I got.
That's all you got. That's all we have for you guys.
So till next time.
Another day.
Peace the fuck out.
Until another day. Later.
Later, skater.
Mm-hmm.